Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, proof that watching too much sports could be bad for your face. There is a board-certified Florida-based skin expert. He says the extreme emotions that come with tuning into sports can cause long-lasting wrinkles on your face.
Ooh.
He even has a name for it. He calls it Fangxiety Face.
Fangxiety?
Yeah, combination of anxiety.
Bro,
yes.
You are totally going to get this because even in regular life, you have resting bitch face.
Exactly.
So when you watch sports, you're probably all crumpled up.
That's what he says. If you're watching games on TV or in person, you tend to kind of squint your eyes a little bit to focus on the action. You know, I always joke, says the doctor, you know, when your mom used to see you keep making that face, it'll stay that way. He says there's some proof to that, and that's why so many people are getting Botox nowadays.
Wow.
Squinting and kind of scrunching your face.
I worry about that for myself because I sleep with a weird face.
Really?
I sleep hard. I wake up and I realize, you can tell when you're making a
frowny face. You have sleeping bitch face?
I have sleeping bitch face. I should be at peace. I'm not. I'm evidently very angry because when you're not in control of your face, you don't know what it's doing. What do you think of for you? Any talks for rocks? You doing any Botox?
You think I need it?
I do not.
You know, the little crow's feet, of course, you get with age and
You don't need a smidge. Don't be one of those Real Housewives that overcorrects. You don't even need it, but you're getting it already. No, but this will happen to you.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already because I take sports way too seriously.
Yes, you do.
I have no control.
Sue, grab the remote and just make him watch something else.
No, that's going to make that'll be a worse face. You don't want to see that face.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you want to be stuck
your lifetime face would be worse than your sports face.
That face every morning? No.